Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Overnight America presented by Geico Insurance and by Rocket Mortgage at rocketmortgage.com. Morning trail along the way. Big show planned on this Wednesday into a Thursday. We got a lot to talk about. How about the little Motown magic, Motor City magic, huh? Detroit Tigers, 3-0 over the Cleveland Guardians, almost called them the Indians again. 3-0, 2-1 up in that series. And listen, I talked about the Mets having a little gold dust sprinkled on them. Well, and that's in the National League. American League gold dust team is the Detroit Tigers. They they got Skubal going in game five if they need it. They may not. They'll wheel right back tomorrow night, Thursday, with game four with a 2-1 lead in a best of five. So that would put the Motown Bengals in the ALCS opposite of the Yankees and Royals. They're getting underway at the moment as we get it going here along the way on the East Coast. So lots to get to today. We'll do some NFL stuff. You know, Aaron Rodgers is so full of baloney. I mean, he's the type of guy that pees down your back and tells you, look, you get out of the rain. Because the idea, and I'll explain why he's so full of baloney. I don't have enough time in this segment. I'm going to bring Dom into the fray because it's got to be addressed. I mean, we're not going to just do this, marshmallow puffball talk. And you got to tell it the way it is. And Aaron Rodgers is just a complete blowhard. He really is. And, you know, it annoys me he gets the stage and the platform with McAfee on ESPN. But hey, look, if I had it and you could get it, you can get Aaron Rodgers exclusively, even though he's going to lie to you and tell you things that didn't happen. He's going to lie about COVID. He's going to lie about his vaccine. He's going to lie about not being a coach killer. Well, he got Saleh fired in New York. There's no question. And the idea, even if he didn't, the idea he wasn't told about it is a complete, utter disgrace because it's a lie. Anyways, we move on. We'll talk about that, however. When we get back, though, bottom of the hour, we're going to get Nick Douglas in here. He'll be talking SEC, which means he's going to want to go Ole Miss LSU. And, yeah, it's a big game, but there's others. Texas and Oklahoma. And then we'll get DJ Shields in here, talk some NFL. We're coming back here. It's Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. You're on Byline. Don't go away.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant.
Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
All right, Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs with any approved mortgage, rocketmortgage.com, and they are right now the pride of Detroit and the state of Michigan. Detroit Tigers up 2-1 Cleveland. Is now singing for their supper up at, used to be Comerica. Is this still Comerica Park? I don't even know. Horrible job. I can't keep track of all these naming rights sponsorships unless we're selling. Maybe it's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That's in Cleveland. Anyways, good job out of the Tigers. Phillies, Mets, zip, zip. I'll give you a little playback on that game last night. What an electric atmosphere. And New York's got it going right now. And we all eyes, look at what a day. Four baseball games today. Starts with Cleveland-Detroit. Got that started 3:08. It's over in probably a little over 2.5 hours. Made short work of it. Detroit, AJ, he played every single player. My God, the only one he didn't play was Scooble. I think he had eight pitchers. It was crazy. But, hey, listen, this time of year, you do what you got to do to survive in advance. All right? So we got that. Then you got the Yankees, Royals, Phillies, Mets, and then San Diego and the Dodgers. And that series is going to be really juicy tonight. 6-5, Padres got them last night, held on. A grand salami kept the Dodgers in that, right? Otherwise, they were in huge trouble. Down, 6-1 in that game, made it 6-5, and then they went a lot of donuts up on that scoreboard. But we got to start with the Aaron Rodgers thing. You just do, and I, you know, listen. New York Post headline, jet the hell out. Coach shockingly fired after two terrible losses. I swear to God, I look, and it's on my blog today. You can go to sportsovernight.net, sportsovernight.net. Click my blog. I said it on Sunday while in Foxborough. I looked up at the TV. I saw how bad they were playing. I texted Brock Hines. I said, he's out before week 8. Salah's going to get fired. He's going to get fired, and they fired him, boom, right after 5 weeks. So, and he's the third NFL coach, by the way, that got fired after losing a game over in London and coming back stateside, and boom, out the door. So I'll set it up, and then we'll get Dom's opinion in here. And this is just mine. I'm not trying to influence him at all. He can believe what he wants, say what he wants, but I like to get Dom's perspective on this. So Rodgers now tells McAfee today, look, we cut home. I got hurt. You saw me get rolled up on in the game, lost to the Vikings, 23-17, blah, blah, blah. Monday night, my phone rings, and it's owner Woody Johnson of the Johnson & Johnson family empire and owner of the Jets. Woody called, hey, Aaron, how you doing? Just checking on you. Hope you're okay. Saw that hit. You're all right? Oh, you're fine? Okay, good. Five-minute call. Pleasantries exchanged, really appreciated the checkup, Thank you, coach. I mean, thank you, owner. Appreciate it, boss. Thank you. Yep, great job out of you. Oh, by the way, don't forget to sign that big fat check on the 15th of the month. Take care, click. That's what we were told. So you're going to try to tell me that Aaron Rodgers, okay, after playing four plays a year ago, sitting out, after Hard Knocks went in there, chronicled the Jets, they were the apple of the NFL's eye, blah, 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 and now he comes back and they get off to a 2-3 start, they play terrible, and the owner who signed this guy, who brought him in for a boatload of money, rode with him through an injury year, and now he, Woody Johnson, calls Aaron Rodgers, that part I believe, he called him to check on the injury, and I'll give him that. That has a modicum of believability. But I don't care that it was a 300-second phone call. In those 300 seconds, and that's Aaron Rodgers' stopwatch, not mine or anybody else's. In that 300 seconds, Aaron Rodgers says he was never told that Woody Johnson was going to fire Saleh, which, by the way, Johnson hung up, and then a few hours later, obviously, you know, he fell asleep, got on his knee and prayed to the almighty God, Aaron Rodgers, didn't tell him, and then woke up the next morning and fired him. That did not happen. I'm sorry. It did not happen that way. And this from a guy who went and lived in a cave out in Oregon when he was deciding whether to retire or play for the Jets, so that was a big retirement charade. Okay, as bad as LeBron saying, I'm going to Miami with Jim Gray on ESPN. The whole world had to stop to hear LeBron where he was going. That drove me nuts. And now we're supposed to believe that you make a absolute seismic. You know this is a huge story. You never consulted your quarterback. Forget it. I mean, Ken O'Brien could be the quarterback of the Jets and they would have consulted him out of courtesy. I mean, please. It's just Woody Johnson, if he thinks and Aaron Rodgers thinks we believe that, you know, you're dreaming. So I've gone too long, Dom. I mean, is Aaron Rodgers a coach killer? And, you know, is he culpable here? And what do you think about Woody Johnson, the owner, never mentioning this to Aaron Rodgers? I do not believe it. Let me hear. Go ahead.
It's hard to believe. I'm not even going to get into all the other very political answers that Aaron Rodgers has given over the years. I won't even get into that. I'll just football only. This isn't the first time he's had beef with a coach. How many times was it with Matt LaFleur? Matt LaFleur, he's going to get fired. LaFleur's going to get fired. LaFleur's going to get fired. And then he didn't get fired. Hackett's going to get fired. Hackett's going to get fired. Oh, he got hired by the Jets as the offensive coordinator. And that's what's funny to me about all of this. We want to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the LeBron-type persona he carries in terms of he might actually be running this team. But what I want to talk about, which is hilarious to me, is if no matter whether Rodgers got Saleh fired or if it was the ownership, the problem is the offense, correct, Marty? Just roll with me on this one. The problem is the offense. The defense has been pretty good, right?
Yeah, I give you that. The offense has been horrible. Okay. Horrible.
Robert Saleh is not an offensive coach. He's a defensive coach. The offensive coordinator, the aforementioned Nathaniel Hackett, maybe he should have been. I'm not advocating for people to get fired, but if we're talking about how do we fix the Jets by firing somebody, maybe your bad offensive coordinator might have been the first step. So
I think
that's what makes
something.
It weird, whether Rodgers was complaining and he's the one who got him fired, what a weird decision that was, whether ownership just straight up, this isn't working out, bye, it's weird. And now, who's your replacement? Another defensive guy, former 49er linebacker Jeff Ulbrich. I don't get it.
100% correct. 100% correct. They got it wrong. You know what? I'm not surprised Saleh got fired. I understand it. I do. I understand it. I mean, Mike Lupica today says clueless owner makes Saleh scapegoat for the same old Jets. He is the scapegoat. But you make a great point. Ulbrich takes the reins of a 2-3 football team that has struggled seismically on offense. The offense stinks. And guess what? The quarterback handles the ball, for crying out loud. Aaron Rodgers, look at his stupid numbers. His numbers aren't that great. And he's got a supporting cast. The offensive line is a mess. I tell you, but all that aside, what kills me is Aaron Rodgers gets on McAfee's show and really thinks we're going to believe that horse crap. And that's all it is. I'm telling you, it is. First of all, go back and watch Hard Knocks, not from this summer. Last summer, when they were there with the Jets, this year they were with the Bears, and I thought it was horrible. It bored me to tears. Last year with the Jets, it was juicy. Aaron Rodgers ran camp. Just they mic'd him up when he showed up. He was a diva. You know, the guy's ego is bigger than all outdoors, and it just drives me nuts. He's a talented player. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, blah, blah, blah. All that other stuff aside, he's full of baloney. He is full of baloney. Lied about COVID, his vax, the whole cave thing out in Oregon, the whole thing, I'm going to retire. It's just on and on and on and on. And the idea that he and Woody Johnson spoke on the phone and never mentioned the head coaching situation. And see, Rodgers is going to hang his hat on the fact that, well, we didn't discuss it. It was brought up by Woody, but we didn't discuss it. I didn't venture an opinion. But Woody Johnson called him and said, I'm letting the coach go, Aaron. I thought I'd do you, know, you want to say something, fine, go ahead and say it. But the bottom line is we're making a change in the coaching box. And that's what happened, in my opinion, because nothing else makes sense. The idea that they spoke for 5 minutes and never brought up the coaching change that was made the very next morning is complete and utter bunk. Dom, thanks for your contribution. We'll do a little WNBA in the final couple minutes. I want to get your pick. That final is going to be good, folks. I'm telling you, Minnesota and the New York Liberty at the Barclays Center is going to be a very, very good series. So there's my daily plug for the Women's National Basketball Association. Nick Douglas, life after the Alabama Crimson Tide lose to Vanderbilt inside the SEC in college football. Nick Douglas is up next from Mississippi right here. Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We're going inside the SEC, brought to you by Geico and GEICOinsurance.com. He is Nick Douglas. He's our guy in the SEC. He's coming to you live from Oxford, Mississippi, and he's got the game of the week. He really does. There is a lot of garbage in the SEC. There is games. I mean, lopsided as you – I mean, it is horrible. I mean, this menu of SEC games, I'm just going to go through this real quick, Nick, and I don't have to tell you. First of all, welcome aboard, Nick. How you doing?
Doing all right, Marty. How are you?
Good. Other than your game, let me tell you, there's garbage. Even Texas-Oklahoma is going to be potentially lopsided if Ewers can reclaim himself, which I think he will. Florida-Tennessee. Boy, Tennessee's, they're going to come really with a big-time chip on their shoulder. How would you like to be South Carolina, Alabama? You don't think they're going to be rip-snorting mad? You guarantee that they are. You got the game of the week. I mean, Vandy and Kentucky actually has got more juice than some of these others, but you got the game of the week. Let's start right there. LSU and Ole Miss, and then we'll back up a little bit and talk about a few of the things that happened last week. But give me the scene setter for this one. LSU, Baton Rouge, let me hear, Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday's game in Baton Rouge is going to be the game to watch without question. Now, looking at this SEC slate, it's easy to think that, like you said, Marty, this is going to be sort of a mundane week, but if last week was any indication, there are going to be surprises. And whether it's Mississippi State and Georgia, whether it's Vandy, Kentucky, whether it's Florida, Tennessee, who knows what's going to come out of the conference. But I would agree with you that Ole Miss LSU is going to be the game of the week. Now, here's an interesting thing to look at here. Ole Miss is 1-7 on the road in its last 8 games against ranked teams, and they have not won in Death Valley. Even though they've played home and home every year for as long as I can remember, they have not won in Death Valley in more than 15 years, their last win coming in 2008. So on paper, Ole Miss is favored. They looked great last week against South Carolina, allowing only 3 points all game. But can they go in front of 105,000 at night in Death Valley and win? That's the one that remains to be seen. I know wide receiver Trey Harris is battling an injury, so it'll be very interesting to see how the Rebels respond this week.
I think they righted their ship in a very impressive fashion. I really do. You were very leery of this spot. So, I mean, even you've got to doff your cap to Lane Kiffin. And I don't think he had a hard time motivating that Rebel team. He didn't. And that's a tough place to play. That's a hell of a win by Ole Miss, especially off that disappointing loss to Kentucky. But maybe it served up a nice little dose of smelling salts, kind of woke them up. Not taking stuff for granted. So this will be a big spot. I'm not going to put you on the spot yet. Maybe I'll get you back on here Friday for a bit and to get you to pick the game, unless you want to. But I'm going to tell you, I might have you. I'm going to an SEC game this weekend. If you can guess which one it is, and it's not really an SEC game, but it's a game involving an SEC team, yeah, that's going to be a dead giveaway.
You'll be in Amherst at Missouri, UMass, right?
Good job out of you, Nick. What am I going to see? Go ahead. Missouri just got absolutely waylaid by A&M. And by the way, Elko's doing a hell of a job at College Station. What am I going to see at Warren McGurk Alumni Stadium, Amherst, Massachusetts, on Saturday afternoon before maybe, well, it'll be full because Mizzou's coming to town. But it's a high school field, for crying out loud. That I mean, SEC team coming in and playing in that building. I won't believe it until I see it. It might be a team wearing Missouri uniforms, but it's not going to be the Missouri team. It's a terrible stadium. It was built a million years ago. Go ahead. Give me a quick hit. UMass Mizzou.
Yeah, you know, Barty, I must say that as a contributor, that's a great game to go to because I thought on the schedule and thought, What's it going to be like Missouri traveling to Amherst in the middle of October. I think it's going to be fascinating to see. In fact, I might even tune into that game just to see what that's like. Look, you should witness a blowout. Missouri is favored by 28. I think that's very light. They're hungry for a rebound, but this is the time where they need to. Missouri needs to learn how to start hot again. That was their saving grace last year, and much like Ole Miss teams with under Lane Kiffin, you know what these Missouri teams, these Ole Miss teams have in common is they like to be front-running teams. They play great when they're up ahead early. They play poorly when they have to play someone else's football. So, again, they're playing in Amherst. This shouldn't be an issue, but they need to learn how to get their mojo back, activate Luther Burden, activate Brady Cook, and get this offense rolling. If they're not up by three scores at the end of the first quarter, then something is seriously wrong with this team.
Nick Douglas on College Football SEC does an outstanding job for us. Nick, we love having you on here. All right, let's back up. I've had multiple journalists, including Tony Barnhart on Monday on this very program live in New York, tell me the Vandy win is nice, but you got to remember it's a direct residual result of the transfer portal and name, image, likeness. And I challenged them. I said, wait a second, hold on a minute. You're going to tell me, and I've had other media members agree with this, you're going to tell me that Vandy beat Alabama and a large part was due to the transfers they got from New Mexico. I'm sorry. New Mexico's football program is god-awful. I think the only thing worse is probably New Mexico State. Now, granted, even bad programs can have a few players. Come on now. I mean, that's almost like giving Alabama an excuse. Let me tell you something. They hadn't won there in 5 decades, 50 years. They've never beaten a number one team or even a top five team in the AP top five. I think I got that right. But let me ask you. I'm going to ask your opinion. You're telling me, I mean, you tell me, do you think Vandy was jettisoned, were propelled by those transfers? They may have played key roles, but that's not the reason Vanderbilt beat Alabama. Is it? You tell me.
So, yes and no, Marty, and here's why. Same logic that's used to justify the Service Academy's strong start to the season can be the same logic that's used to justify Vandy beating Alabama, and here's why.
Okay.
Those teams want to play together. They know their role. They know it's smash-mouth football. They know they've got each other, and they know they're playing for their careers, because let's be clear here, Marty. At Alabama, if you are on that roster, unfortunately, in the modern era, you have a pipeline out of there. If things don't go well, you can look at the Group of Five. You can look at a lower-tier Power Four school. You can even look to FCS, and even walk-ons in Alabama can get FCS deals, no problem. But on the Service Academy teams, just like Vandy, there is no parachute. There is no safe landing. You're lucky if you can transfer out of a Vandy and land at a Group of Five program or even an FCS program. If you leave Vandy and if you don't make it, you're probably done playing football. You're hanging them up for good. So that's a key example of a team, an Alabama team that went on the road that was not concerned about a Vanderbilt squad. And, I mean, Vandy went wire to wire. They never trailed against Alabama. That's just sheer resilience from the Vanderbilt Commodores. Credit to them. And that's a team that just wanted it more than Alabama. And they got it.
No question about it. I am extremely well put. I think you're right. It is a there's not a one stock all inclusive answer. It's a little bit of both, and that's exactly right. And great point. They never trailed in that game. Excellent point. I'm impressed. I am. Texas A&M. Now they had their bump early this year. Elko, he's just got this team playing well. You know, the quarterbacks aren't flashy. Let's be honest, but they're serviceable. He's got a host of receivers, Thomas, Allen, Walker, Barber. They throw the ball around. They play disciplined. Their defense is good. They absolutely manhandled Missouri. Where are you on Texas A&M right now? Has your opinion changed or has it remained the same? Let me hear.
Yeah, so on Texas A&M, I think there's no denying that they're in the upper echelon in the SEC, and when you see how they recruit, there's no surprise. They've got the best resources, and they're able to bring in top-tier talent, not to mention playing at Kyle Field compared to Faurot Field. There's no comparison there. I mean, that Kyle Field wallops any stadium in the SEC, with the exception of Neyland, the exception of the Swamp, with the exception of Bryant Denny. But when you compare Columbia versus Kyle Field, it's apples and oranges. So this Texas A&M team has a great home field advantage. They've got momentum. They've got LSU on their schedule in 2 weeks. That's going to be the one to watch because LSU is used to a big crowd. And so I don't think they have any issues against Mississippi State next week. They're on bye this week, which is great. They'll be able to get in the film room. They've got Texas at the end of the year. Then they've got Auburn and South Carolina on the road. Yep. This is a very, very smooth finish. But if last week was any reminder, these teams cannot coast to the finish line. They must bring it every single week well into the postseason. And this playoff picture is going to shake up time and time again, week after week, even game by game at this point. So Texas A&M has the potential to do something special when you look at their schedule, but they must continue to bring it every week. There's no question.
Give me 25, 30 seconds before we go to break. We're going to hear you live Saturday night from LSU. Looking forward to it. Nick, is Tennessee going to bounce back, or could this have a carryover effect, this loss last week to Arkansas?
Yeah, Tennessee's bound to bounce back, and here's why. The Gators' one win last season, that was against the ranked team, was against number 11 Tennessee. Since then, Florida's been 1-10 in its last 11 games against ranked teams. Tennessee bounces back and wins this one handily on the road. They're very comfortable at home, and they're happy to be back at home because they struggle. That offense struggles on the road. There's no question.
You are the best, buddy. We'll talk to you on the weekend. I'll talk to you during the week off air. Thank you so much, Nick. Great job out of you. Love having you on.
All righty. Sounds good, Marty. Appreciate you.
Got it. Nick Douglas, he's our guy in the SEC. You can read his bio at sportsovernight.net, sportsovernight.net. You can hit the stream button there, too. You can read blogs and all sorts of goodies. That's sportsovernight.net, and one of the many places you can stream. It takes you right to sportsbyline.com. I'm Marty Terrell. This is a Wednesday into a Thursday edition. It's Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO Insurance.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, let me give you a little baseball hit here before we get DJ Shields, the birthday boy, in here today. He had a big weekend, too, with his picks to click, so we look forward to that. But listen, the Yankees, you know, the power keg in that lineup is defused. I mean, you light the wick and they don't hit. They don't explode. Soto, Judge, Wells, Stanton. I mean, Chisholm hit a home run the other night, but it was basically meaningless. The lineup is horrible. I mean, the big guns are not hitting right now. Rizzo is missed. I mean, a lot of people in New York think that's, you know, not a big deal. I think it is. Anthony Rizzo, and he's got a finger injury, too. It's not like it's, you know, you got to grip the bat, you got to catch, you got to throw. So he's just been snake-bitten this year. The Yanks are going with Clark Schmidt tonight. Seth Lugo, I'm telling you, this kid from Shreveport, Centenary University, Centenary College, he's a raging Cajun. He is a tough M.O. He is a tough, tough pitcher. And I'll tell you, if he gets in a groove, it's going to be a long night for the Yankees. The Royal lineup has been announced. They're going to lead off with Massey Witt, who's going to break out. 0-4 or 0-5 the other night, three strikeouts. He looked lost. Witt Jr., not keeping him down. Pasquantino is a beast. Perez hit the home run, gave him the lead. Gurriel is, you know, possible. He's got a little bit of dynamite in his bat, a little pop in his bat. Melendez will start in left. Garcia, Frazier, Isbell. So they really did mix it up here tonight. Yankees going pretty much the same. John Birdie, however, not playing first. They'll move Verdugo down to the ninth hole, and Cabrera will play first instead of Birdie. All right, speaking of birdies, let's get him in here, our buddy DJ Shields. What's happening, birthday boy? How are you? What's going on?
Marty Terrell, what's going on, baby? You know I'm excited to be here. It's all the time. Let's talk some football. Let's talk about winning, because that's what we do, is win. Let's go.
All right, let's get into it. But I don't know about your picks, but man, was it fun following you guys. You guys are insane. 19-7, you guys almost hit an 11-teamer. Come on now. That's like, that's unbelievable. I couldn't pick 11 winners. Forget the spread. And I don't do that stuff anymore. But let me ask you something. That was crazy. Crazy, brother. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Crazy, Marty. So it was a crazy weekend, and I knew we'd have a big weekend. We went 19-7 in college and NFL football. For people that don't believe, all you have to do is go to my Telegram. It's documented. We do not fabricate stats. We don't do anything like that. I look at this as like an investment for the people. If they want to invest their money, I'm going to help them win money. I'm going to take my best pick. Just to send a couple out there what we hit, this is well documented. We hit Arkansas money line plus 405. Texas Tech money line plus 180, SMU plus 200 money line, Arizona Cardinals NFL plus 285. We went 19-7 total with NFL college football, and then we did. It was not 11. It was a 10 team parlay, but we missed the 10 team parlay. Literally, we had the Las Vegas Aces. We had plus 4. We had the Kansas City Royals plus 1.5. The Washington Commanders money line, and I can send everything out. We missed it by the Rams. They made more mistakes than this. But missing the extra point cost all my clients $100 to win $51,000, which would have been a couple hundred people, and that's life-changing for a lot of people. That would have been amazing. We missed it by one. We're going to get back to work this week. I got a lot more parlays. I got a lot of stuff coming up. Baby, let's go.
You can thank Kyron Williams from Florissant, Missouri, the former Fighting Irish Golden Domer who fumbled in college, and he fumbled in the third quarter, and that's why the Rams lost that game, in my opinion. That was tough to watch. It really and truly was. It was. But you guys will bounce back. All right. Let's start at games this week, because there's, you know, the SEC is really trash this week, except the late game LSU Saturday night in Death Valley hosting Ole Miss, and then a later start than normal, 2:30 Central, 3:30 East in the Cotton Bowl. You got the Red River rivalry with Texas and Oklahoma. Let's start with the night game LSU and Ole Miss. That is going to be a backyard brawl. I'm looking forward to it. Give me a quick take on that one.
Yeah, it's tough to win in Baton Rouge. You know, you got Death Valley Stadium's rocking. You got, you know, all the people in there going crazy. Probably half of them are drunk that are underage, but we won't talk about that. The stadium's rocking, everything's shaking, and it is hard to win at that stadium, period. So that's going to be a tough game for Ole Miss, but I'll say this, and I've said this in the beginning, Jackson Dart is one of my top five quarterbacks, top three. That boy gets it done. I've been watching him since he was at USC. Jackson Dart can throw a dart. He goes in there, he annihilates that secondary from LSU. Ole Miss gets the win. They walk out of there, even with a tough space. He likes that. When you're a winner, I'm going to say this, when you're a winner, you like to go in places like that and win. You like to live up to the expectations. So he's going to rise to the occasion. Ole Miss gets the win in Baton Rouge.
All right, Texas-Oklahoma Cotton Bowl, man. That's going to be something else here. You know, I'm not buying this idea. Well, Ewers might be a little rusty. It's a big spot. You know what? He's been practicing. He's played. To be honest, I thought they held him back because they wanted Manning to, you know, they had a nice injury. I'm not saying it was a fake injury. He could have played if they needed him. I guarantee if they were playing Alabama the last 2 weeks, he would have been playing. But they weren't. They were playing Louisiana Monroe and the other Sisters of the Poor. The bottom line is, this is going to be a good one, but I think Texas is going to roll, and I think Ewers is going to answer and silence a lot of people who question whether, you know, he can come back after an injury. I think he's going to light up Oklahoma. Go ahead. Let me hear. Texas, OU.
Yeah, we'll talk line movement. And, you know, when they're talking, I'll talk the line. I know you can't, Marty, but look, plus 14.5 for Oklahoma, they're begging you to take Oklahoma. They're saying, please take Oklahoma, because these games have been close in the past for the last 20 years. Please take Oklahoma. Please take Oklahoma. Let me tell you something. You better not, because Texas is going to walk in and they're going to stomp out. That's what they're going to do. They're going to blow OU out. So all you people that think you're going to take Oklahoma, that plus 14.5, they're begging you. They moved it to 2:30 because, well, they got to wait for all the hungover Texas fans that are partying Friday night to be able to walk into the stadium, get their boots right, and get ready to go, baby, because we couldn't put that whooping on them. I almost said the cuss word, but I ain't going to do it.
Good job. DJ Shields, the birthday boy. All right, what about Sunday? How about this game? The Battle of the Beltway. The Baltimore Ravens and the Washington Commanders. You got two great quarterbacks, Daniels, Jackson. This is like supremacy of the nation's capital. The brawl on the Beltway in Washington and the Inner Harbor of Baltimore. Ravens, Commanders. If I could only watch the proverbial one game this weekend, that would be it. What about you?
I love that game. I think we'll go back to this. And, you know, I've told this story a couple of times on this show. Is I met Jane Daniels' uncle on a flight when I was going to Las Vegas. And I expressed to him, hey, when he was a freshman at ASU, I watched him. I knew the kid had amazing talent. He had Patrick Mahomes' talent, but he needed to move spots. He's done that. He's transferred it to the NFL. He gets to the stadium at 4 a.m. Most people get there at 5:30 or 6. He's doing what he needs to do that nobody else does. When you're that guy, when you put that work in, when you come prepared like no one else comes, Lamar Jackson does the same thing too. So don't get me wrong. I love Lamar, but he's kind of been the same as Dak, right? They can't get over the spot. I think the Commanders, and I said this on the show, they'll win the division. They're 4-1. They went Baltimore. They beat them by at least 7. Jane Daniels, he's that dude. Y'all better get ready. Them Commanders are coming, baby. Let's go.
Did the Jets do the right thing in firing Coach Saleh?
I don't think so. Because I think Nathaniel Hackett, if you look what he did, and he was with the Denver Broncos, right? He had Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's been a stud his whole life. All of a sudden, he can't do anything. So, you know, obviously maybe he played in the system, but you go to Nathaniel Hackett, he can't do anything with you. And I know Rodgers takes up for Hackett, but when you're in a system like that and they can't score points, why do you go to the head coach? It's the offensive coordinator. It's the same thing that he did in Denver. He couldn't score any points. So you got Aaron Rodgers now, and you had Russell Wilson, two of the best quarterbacks of all time, and you can't score points, but you fired the head coach? That don't make any sense to me, man. I think that's a power move, and I know Rodgers and Hackett are friends, and it's still weird to me that happened. I think, man, hey, Robert's a good dude. I think he's going to be a great coach somewhere. he's a man's man, right? He wants to get it done, chop wood, but I don't think I think it's a bad move for them. I think it makes them look bad, and everyone knows, even it doesn't matter what Aaron Rodgers says, everyone knows that was done because he kept his buddy. And then, yeah, it's going to be the same thing, man. The New York Jets, y'all can just write them off. They're not going to be anything.
DJ, you crack me up, man. I love you. Hey, you know, you didn't defend your state. I'm really disappointed. You let me go off on this long soliloquy about, oh, the Battle of the Beltway. It's the nation's capital. It's the brawl on the Beltway between Baltimore and Washington. If it's the only game that Marty Terrell could possibly watch, that would be the one. Meantime, there's a hell of a game in Dallas, and you didn't defend it. Cowboys and, come on, Detroit, the battle in Big D. Come on, let's hear. How did you not challenge me on that?
Hey, man, what the hell am I going to defend that for? I told you from the beginning. One thing I don't do is lie. I tell you like it is if you don't want to hear it. The Dallas Cowboys are the Dallas Cowboys. They got great players. They got some good coaches. They have a good owner. Here's the deal. The Cowboys don't want to win the championship. They want to go out to the clubs and hang out. They don't want to be in the game. They want to be out of the game, be a scene in the spotlight. And that's always been the problem with them. Yeah, we got the win up there in Pittsburgh. But it doesn't matter. I'm not hyped on the Dallas Cowboys, and that's really not a big game. The only big game in Dallas is Texas and OU, and you know what you know about them Texas boys. We're about to get that national championship. That's what I know. I don't even care about the Dallas Cowboys.
You're on a roll, Big Cat. You are absolutely on a roll. Hey, tell us about Instagram. Let's go. You got the whole world watching. You're on a hot streak. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, look out. He may be hitting the skids here. It's hard to keep that high level of performance, but I'm not going to doubt you, but go ahead.
Marty, I love it. I love it. People have been doubting me my whole life, and that's what I love. That's when I step up. So, hey, that's when I step up and I perform. You know, again, we had New Orleans in four different bets on Monday night, and we lost all of them. And everybody kind of, oh, we went 19-7 the week before. Everybody kind of lost faith. I said, look, I'll put a video out. We will come back and dominate the next day with FIU +17, the over, the teaser, almost hit the money line. And that's exactly what we did. And I look to keep it going. So when I have a setback, it's just a setback and a lesson. I'm going to come back, and we're going to dominate. We got a lot of good games this week. Let's go.
All right. How did they get a hold of you? Go to Instagram. Talk about it real quick.
Yeah, if you guys want to check us out, at Limitless Sports Picks on Instagram. Again, at Limitless Sports Picks. And if you want to see our podcast, at Winners_Only_podcast. You guys check us out. Episode 4 came out today. My co-host Stevie, my co-host Craig, a.k.a. The Boss, and we had Derek Brown from the NFL, played for the Colts and the Raiders last week. You guys check it out. Give us a follow. Subscribe. And, hey, if y'all want my picks, make sure you click the link on Instagram, and I'll give you guys a special. Just say you heard us on the Marty Terrell Show, and let's get it.
All right, good job. Yeah, Sports Byline or Sports Overnight. Hey, listen, good job. Happy birthday. Have a good night, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
All right, you got it. And you know my thoughts on this, folks, here. We understand it's now legal. There's help out there if it's gotten too far. Our fellowship, our 12-step program when it comes to compulsive gambling has grown exponentially. I like to balance things out. 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-GAMBLER, the National Association of Compulsive Gambling. It is, we got to tell you the other side of this. It's out of control in this country in many, many outposts, okay? College kids, all right? And the signs are agitation, isolation, watching games, nose in the phone 24/7, all the signs of there. And so if you think or you know someone that's got a problem, you too can stage an intervention. 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, bet with your head, not over it. Keep it responsible. And there's a lot of people that are playing fantasy football and keep it within reason. Big, big difference, though. All right. We come back. Will it be the New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx and maybe one of the best finals ever, the WNBA? We'll get a quick comment from our producer and contributor when we come back here on Sports Overnight.
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, updating you. A little Tapper back to the mound. Catcher fires, and the out is made. Mets had two aboard. Let me back up. Had two aboard, one out. No outs, actually. And Hoffman came out of the pen and mowed him down. So Phillies 1-0. We go to the sixth. And Yankees are just getting underway here in about 10 minutes. Great job. Dom, what are we going to get? The WNBA best of five. What are we going to get? Is it Liberty? Are they going to be hoisting the championship at Barclays Center? Or are we going Target Center with the Lynx? What do you think?
I'm going with the Liberty. They've just been the best team all season. I will say the Lynx, very good team. Yes. You look across the numbers, the points per game for the teams, very similar. I'll say the Liberty allowed fewer points, maybe about 5-6 points less per game. So they have a better defense. The Lynx did take 2 out of 3. Now, that first game came all the way back in May. But the other game that they won was just a few weeks ago in September. So
yep.
I think it'll be a great game. The Lynx are playing extremely well. But the way that the Liberty are rolling, especially after they just beat the living you-know-what out of the Aces, hard not to go with the Liberty. It's a lot like the Celtics this year. It might be their time, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good team. And like you said, they got so many weapons. Ionescu's outstanding. I mean, Stewart's one of the best players in the league, and you would have the whole litany there. And I think they're extremely well coached, goes without saying. Something tells me, though, it's going to go five, Dom. I think it is. I think it's going to go the limit, and I think it's going to be a great series. And I'll be honest, I'm watching every single one of them. I love it. It's good basketball. And I'm glad because You don't get accused of, you know, I'm not paying attention because there's no Caitlin Clark. Listen, God love Caitlin Clark. She did a lot for the league, and she brought us to other talent. We see other talent and recognize it now because we all got clued in because we were doing what everybody was doing. And what's the buzz about with this gal from Iowa, Caitlin Clark? All right, great job out of Nick Douglas today. Birthday boy, DJ Shields, outstanding. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. And, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is on the phone again. He's on the phone with Woody Johnson, and he had no say in that the defensive coordinator got the head coaching job and not his guy, Nathaniel Hackett. Right. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Thursday into a Friday. Adios on Sports Byline.